Four Hegel, three kings and four non-kings. So who are the three kings? Yerovam, as the Olam Habo, Achav, and Menashe. These are the three kings. They have no Olam Habo. Umar Rav Yehuda Bar Sholom, Bikshu, they wanted Lishnos Abom Habo Melo. They wanted to say four kings. Four kings. That means, Limnos Shlomo Moed. They wanted to have Shlomo also. Shlomo also has no Olam Habo. So when they did that, the Sanhedrin sat together, and the Antishness and Dola, and they sat together the lesson which we have in the Mishnah. Yotze Basko, the Basko came out of Omro and said, Al Kigu Bimishichoi, Bilviya Al Torei. Don't touch my anointed ones, and do not do evil to my Nevi'im. The younger Reich. Afel became, Kosu Yom Echel, Bikshavi. They heard the Basko, and they said, after all, after what it says about Shlomo, he made the most worst Chilul Hashem, from the greatest Kiddush Hashem came the worst Chilul Hashem, so he has all my losses on him. But also, Eish Min HaShemayim, came fire from heaven, the Lichacho B'Fzafzileim, and started to lick at their chairs. They would have remained on their chairs, they would have been burnt. Started to burn a fire. So they, the Chosru Ba'omro, then came a Pasco and said the posting in Iyo, Hama Imcho Yeshalmeno, means will Hashem pay him because of something that's in your mind, Imcho, Kimo Astu, because you detest him, Ki Ato Sivcha V'lo Ani, you shall select and not I, Ma Yedata Daba, and you will speak what you know, it means you don't understand these things. You have no right to do such. Kol kach loma. So why did they make such an effort to get Shlomo out of Olam Habo? As the course above, Amela Shlomo Oav Noshim Nochrius Rabos Vispasparo Vaya Shlomo Rab Ene Hashem. So this is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't permit it. They misunderstood Shlomo. But Chas v'Shalom, this was not. It was not the question. So we go further. Vayah Shlomo ra be'ene Hashem. It says in Mishle, Chazish ish moya b'malachto b'fnei meloch misyatsa. Have you seen a man who is diligent in his work? He can stand up before kings. Pal yisyatsa b'nei chashuchim. But he will not stand before dark ones. That means dark people, meaning here mean people. Ze Shlomo, Shehoye Moya Bimleches Beis Hamikdash. He was very diligent when he built the Beis Hamikdash. At the Motzim, Bishabona Beiso, Bona Ose Vishlosh Esrashon. He built his house, took him 13 years. It took his time, it was not in a hurry. Shabona Beis Hamikdash, Bona Ose Vishabashon. Beis Hamikdash, which was much more, splendid. He built it in 7 years. That means he was hurried up. He wanted to make it. Mi sheshomea shebona beisa l'shloshes reshono or beisa shelakodesh bocho l'sheva shonim. Anybody who heard he built his house in 7 years, in 30 years, and the house of his bocho in 7 years. Sova, he thought sheme beisa hoyegodu mishelakodesh bocho. The reason could be that his house was much more splendid. And then the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it took him 30 years. It's a bigger house. Love, that's not so. That's not the reason. Elishin is atzeil bebeiso, bebeiso HaKadosh Baruch Hu this house. He took it very easy when it came to his own house. He was not in a hurry. It's not so important to have a house. So he built a splendid, yeah, but he was not in the important. You first have to build a Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, put all his life into it. La'ot, not only this. Shehiktim kvodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechvodah. That means he didn't build a house for himself at all. He had no house. He lived the same way he lived before. He was already king for so many years, very rich. He had no special talents. All his efforts were Beis HaMikdash. After 7 years, he's completely finished Beis HaMikdash, started to build his house. And he was not in a hurry. Feel it slowly. So, Lochain, Nosan Anovi Omala Ovid, that Nosan says to his father, Ha'atativ Libais, you will build me a house. Uksivla Atativne, you will not build it, but your son will build it. Omala Ato Hikdamto Kvodcho Lichvodi. He said to him like this, Dovid HaMelech built his own house before, and he was thinking of his own house. Your son will not think of his own house before he builds the Besamik. Why? He says, "Mishereisa atzmocho yoshev beis avuzim." The Novi said to him, "You are not building a Besamik. After one builds his own house, you can't build a Besamik. It doesn't work like this. You have seen yourself living in a nice house. Now all of a sudden you want to build a Besamikdash." He says here, "Vayomer Dovid el Nosan, hinei onochi yoshev bebeis arozim." Says, I'm living in a house of cedar wood. Aron Elohim yoshev betoch hayechiyo, and the Aron Elohim is in a curtain, and in a field of curtain, no vestment. He says like this. He says, "I'm living a comfortable life. I have a beautiful house. I have to do something for the Oren Elokim." This is now a criticism against Dovid HaMelech. He says, "Atav Diri, you will build it. It won't be like this. You have a son who will build his own house first, not thinking of build the Beis HaMikdash first, not thinking of his own house. That's the way Beis HaMikdash is going to be built." So it says in Bishona Achas Esra Leyerahul Kila Habai Sechot Rochav Rochav Mishpotav. The house was completely built. Achikain Vespeis Abon Shlomo Fish and Istaras Bemleches Hamikdash Sochol Is Yachid Im Amlochim Atzadikim. So therefore, because he built his own house first, if he built his Hamikdash first and then his own house, therefore he has the schus to be with all the tzaddikim, Jewish kings, tzaddikim, together in Olam Habo. V'lomo, Omer Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Roi ho Yishloma leimonas im shloshim melochim abed yotas. Actually, Shloma would have been fit to be together with the kings, have no Olam Habo, she'ein lecheilem Habo, because the wife turned his heart away. Ma'al shenistares b'miktas, but since he showed this special diligence, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo nisyachas imoim, shimonim eile melochim, hachashuchim yirovim achum menashe, zohar nisyachas imelochim atzadik. In other words, the reason is that Olam Habo is because he built the Beis HaMikdash before he was thinking of anything. In other words, here is Shlomo HaMelech, who was the builder of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will stay forever. There was no Beis HaMikdash before. It was destroyed, it was rebuilt, it was again destroyed. Eventually it will be built and be Beis Olam. Shlomo HaMelech knew that, so he neglected everything, his personal life completely for 7 years. He did nothing but building Beis HaMikdash. 7 years. After it's completely finished, then he built his own house. For that, that's the basis of his whole life. All the averes that he did afterwards are done by such a person. So he cannot take hold of his neshama. His neshama has already been established. There's reasons which he showed. Chazis ish zoya b'malachta. That effort that he put all his whole neshama into the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash. For this he had the schus to write Shir Shirim and Mishlei and Keheles. All this you cannot take away. Whatever he did, he cannot be taken away. Because that's already formed his neshama to such a matrege that whatever he did, an avera didn't penetrate. It stayed on the outside of Shlomo's character, but he never penetrated into it, so he cannot lose his Olam Haba. So this is the Divrei Chazal. And first we have to digest all this. But because we see the different opinions, see it's not so simple as we just look and oppose it. I mean, that's Bible reading. Bible reading gets you the wrong ideas, as I said many times, like studying astronomy without a telescope. So, but we have to have the Chazal, the Chazal, and maybe we go over Yisrael next week again, and explain these strange things about the Avodah Zorah. What the women and the Avodah Zorah go together. What happens? The Malbim offers some there. Of course, most of it remains a secret. It's a puzzle. We're not too much enlightened. Because the basis is this. The basis is, and that's the greatest secret of Hashem in the world. There is a din in the Torah, a letter in the Torah, a word in the Torah. That's Rotzon Hashem. Nothing, that is immutable like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whatever is being done, Shem Shemayim Averes, whatever you do, can't stand up before the majesty of one Yud in the Torah. The Chochmah of Shlomo, all this greatness, all this form you wrote, the Besamikdash you built, everything. Here's a little Yud. That Yud comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That stays for the Olam Olam. Nothing is. This is the Musa Askel, the first one, which everybody understands. You know, the Maestro Shlomo is hard to understand. Try Yitz Hashem to explain a little bit next week. But that's the simple reason. It's stated in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it like this. A din. The majesty of a din of Allah. This is the way. And it's very good, but it's din state anders. You can do the biggest mitzvah, but people can imagine I do such a big mitzvah. It's state of a din anders. It says differently. That's the halach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. I don't understand it. Why? It doesn't matter. That's the halach. It goes so far, a person may lose his olam habo because he goes against the din. So this is the Musa Aslan for everyone who learns the Pasuk. Then in addition, Yitz Hashem, hopefully, it will save you with an amen. Yud Olive. We are posted Yud Olive. A piece of Yud Olive, posted Yud Olive. Now, we have learned some very strange things about Shlomo HaMelech. And we have told us, first of all, Chachom tell us, Kol HaOmer Shlomo Chotah Ein Ele Torah. He who says Shlomo committed a sin is a mistaken, which means he committed exactly the sins which Amimele committed the sin, because it says in the next passage that because of the sins people will be taken away from him, the rule over the 12 Shvotim. But he thinks that these sins which are mentioned here, that they are meant to be taken literally, this is not the case. Because it says, Shlomo Tito Ra Be'ene Hashem, Lo Mile Ach Hashem Gedovit Oviv. But he was not exactly like David himself, but otherwise he didn't. He didn't lose that bad because he was not the Dovid Ov. Now, the Malbim says something which I don't know if I understand it right. It means the following. Shlomo HaMelech knew all the Chochmas. He knew he was not only a Chocham in this world, also Olam HaSaryonim, Olam HaSaryonim in the higher world, the Malochim and the Sorim. Now it so happens that every nation has a special Malach. That means a Sar, so called Umavim. Every nation has a special Malach. The Shpocha has, they're given over to a Mazel, to a Malach, whatever it is. So Shlomo HaMelech and his Chochma knew. In other words, what is the celestial, the heavenly origin of this nation, of the other nation? This is the, in other words, for instance, why would one nation express the thoughts in their own language in that way? How come that they express the things in one way? They have certain customs, they have certain traditions. All this has to do with the soul of the nation. And their soul, they have the same type of mind, same type of of desires and feelings and so forth. That's expressed in their language, in their habits, in their art, in their music, in their politics, in their national traditions, their customs, the way they dress. All this goes back to an origin of Shammai. There's a special malach, which Bog has appointed, and that is over that nation. And that explains the peculiar behavior of that particular nation. Now, today, of course, all is mingled together, especially in the world, because you cannot say one nation or the other. But for hundreds of years, or thousands of years, these nations were completely separated, even the small nations. So, when Shlomo HaMelech, we learned that he loved these many women, Sidonios and Oshim Rabos, Ovios, Ammonios, Adonios, so forth. That means he wanted to bring them to Kanfei Hashchina. These were people who had forsworn, they had given up their Avodah Zorah, they accepted Sheva Mitzvos Menorah. Eventually they accepted Geirus, and there's a question whether he should have made them Geirum, and anyhow, they accepted everything 100%. And Shlomo HaMelech, it says here, Adnim Shel Moshe Medivrei Torah, Olakov and Tarz Hashchina. Rabbi Yosef says, Moshe and Divrei Torah, he wanted to bring them to Torah. And in the process, and since so he was close to them, and he tried to bring them, and he probably did. So, still, it was wrong. It was wrong, because if he married them, then he was over on marrying Noshim Rabbos, which is against the law. So for which he had the excuse, they're not going to bend my Yosef Lavova, I'm bending their heart. So it doesn't apply to me. As far as the mitzvah is concerned, the bas parah, so they have already said the Gemara in the Yevomah. So the Gemara in Yevomah says that one say that he was Megayer, and the question is Vaischate, that says the Vaischate. So it says Mitoch Avo She'ov also is the same as Archangir, Malor Vakosu Gimel Mischate, which means he was not Mischate. That was when I wasn't married for her, because he was a mitzvah, that he built a palace for her and so forth. Now, in the process, of bringing these people, these women to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tried to explain to them, the Sidonios, what makes Sidon, Sidon played at the moment's role. Sidon are the Phoenicians. So with Sidon. The whole civilization was based on their work. Sidon. What makes it Sidon and Sidon? He showed them why do you act the way you do? But also the gods of the Sidon. He explained to them why Sidon has these particular gods. Why does Ashtoreth, for instance, Ashtoreth? Why would they follow the Ashtoreth? Not he said the Ashtoreth is nothing; it's nonsense. But why would the people say they have this mythology? They have their. He explained it to them. He explained to them why they worship. What's the type of the Avodah Zorah which they worship? Why would they worship this Avodah Zorah? He explained Avodah Zorah. This already is the Issah. Dovid HaMelech would never have done. Talk about Avodah Zorah. I mean, explain Avodah Zorah. Lo milei ke Dovid Ovid. So he was not exactly like Dovid. Dovid would never have done. Once about Avodah Zorah, don't give it a thought. It should be out of your mind. It should be out of your mind. This was not like Dovid Ovid. So eventually, it had the opposite effect. Once the Sidonios or the Moavios understood what is behind that God Kamosh, why should they believe in the Shikutz Moav, in Milcom, and they're one in the Kamosh? That has to do with their national, ethnic soul that they have, which goes back to the Malach which they have. That's why they have this particular type of music, and that's why they have this type of dancing, and that's why they have this type of, and that's why they have this type of religion, and why they would believe in this nonsense, in that particular nonsense. Once he explained to them, then the women took it the other way around. So they say, oh, so it makes sense. It makes sense. It goes back to a malach. Well, then in that case, it brought him away, the opposite of his kavona, when all the purposes shall be like a that thought of Avodah Zorah should never enter your mind. Lasifnu en elilim al tifnu el midatchem. One is not, the Rambam says, Tzivon v'chachomim, Tzvorim rabos, Tzvorim rabim, Kosvu of the Avodah Zorah. He wrote Merod many books. And the Rambam certainly was in learning all the chokhmas of Umas Olam. Everything he knew, the book, even all the chokhmas. But he says, there are books of Avodah Zorah, Tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall likrosam. It's an Isra Torita. You shouldn't put your mind to Sifna Lelim. Don't ever turn your mind to it. Shlomo HaMelech, of course, what he meant is he studies it to show the nonsense of it, that it doesn't mean anything. At the same time, this is what David HaMelech would not have done. That is not the concept of David HaMelech. That's not the Avodas Hashem of David HaMelech. That Lamila David HaMelech. From this came the whole purpose, the whole, eventually when he got old and feeble, the women took advantage. And with his knowledge, but he was too powerless he didn't have the lamicha. The lamicha didn't protest, and when you don't protest, then it's the same thing as if you do. And that's why it says here, whatever he did, he built a boma and a chmosh. The boma was built by the women. But Kamosh Shikot Smov, they built a woman with their sacrifice to the Kamosh. And that was on the Har Zeisim, right opposite Yerushalayim. And Shlomo HaMelech did not protest, so the Novi writes he built it. Molech, and then one for the Molech Shikot Smov Amon. V'chein osa l'chol noshu anochiyos. He means he did that he permitted them. Makiros, Mzapchos, Leyen. So Vadis Anav Hashem b'Shlomo, ki nota levovo me'im Hashem elokei Yisrael. As his heart has turned away from Hashem elokei, me'im means be give with Hashem. That's exactly what it was. Sifnu el elilim, don't turn to God, to non God. Elilim actually means non gods. Russian al, to non gods, to idols, because al tifnu el me'im mitatra. As soon as I'm thinking, what is the meaning of that idol, even if I don't believe in it? And I move Hashem from my mind. If I talk and think about science, about history, about I think about the whatever it is, I never remove Hashem from my mind. That Hashem is in my mind. Once I think a thought, which is about the Zohar, I move Hashem from my mind. The same is Kefira, a thought of Kefira. Atheist. At this moment, I move Hashem Lama. That's why it says a person shouldn't know Malamala, Malamata. He shouldn't investigate Malamala, Malamata, because you move Hashem from your mind. So that means he was not. It's Anav Hashem Bishlom. Now we have something here. Hashem had appeared to him twice, Nir El Hamor, which means a Novi is susceptible. Once in the neshama of a person has become made communicated with the spoken, he was twice and before spoke to him. Spoke twice, actually it was three times, but the third time was not in the direct way of a Novi. So it was only like Ruach HaKodesh, but this was the second time, twice. Something happened to him, which the Gemara explains to us. There's a Gemara concerning which is very difficult to understand, the opinion of the Gemara in Gittin about the Ashmetai. The story of Ashmada. Long story. Ashmada is the head of all the shaitan. He is a malach. He knew things which nobody else knew. That means like a malach. That means a malach. He had to review things that happened 7 years later. So he's like a malach. He was a malach. He's Shadim we do not understand what that is either. These are kochas which are created from tumor. People have engage in tumor, and then each time like a person makes a mitzvah, he creates a malach, malachus for every mitzvah. Every avera also a malachus being. But these malachim are not, these are so-called nigei b'nei odem. These are the plagues of human beings because of averas. Now the Nefesh Bo has put somebody in charge of them. It says that in the Gemara, of course the Gemara, these are all hidden things, concealed, we don't understand it, that the Ashmedai drove Shlomo HaMelech away, and he sat on Shlomo's throne. He looked exactly like Shlomo, he talked like Shlomo. It wasn't Shlomo. Shlomo himself was far away, 200 paas, I mean, it's always Derech Moshe. And he went around and he told people, I'm Shlomo. People laughed at him, this is Shlomo. He was a beggar. He says first he was a melech of Rome and the whole world. And then he was a melech of Israel and then melech Shalaim. And he is a melech of Shalaim. Finally he only had a cane in his hand. Not a fancy cane, I mean a piece of wood. He was walking around and begging, said, I'm stood in front of the palace and says, I'm Shlomo. He's only the melech of his cane. I'm Shlomo. Ani Shlomo. And then says the Sanhedrin, and finally said it's impossible that he was Meshuggah. He's Meshuggah, then he wouldn't always say the same Meshuggahs. One day it's Shlomo, the other day it's Napoleon, the other day it's Stalin, he's always somebody else. If he says, I'm Ani Shlomo, all the time he must not be Meshuggah. They investigated and they found out that on the throne was not sitting Shlomo HaMelech. Whether he became Shlomo, he became a Melech again as a Machlokas, some say Hedyot, Erech Melech, he was a Melech, and then Hedyot, an ordinary person. Then he became a melech again. And some say no, melech, he was a melech, and then a hevyet, and that's it. So when the end of Shlomo HaMelech's life is shrouded in great mystery. The Rachom have conceived that, especially the language of the Rachom, so that those who know, know. And those who don't know, are not supposed to know, they will not know, they'll just see a story. These are the Divrei Rachom and Mechitoso. They're especially held in such a way that one shouldn't know. But a little bit it transpires from it is this, that whenever we find kofer shet, a person is kofer shet, means he's seized by a shet, it's the same as what we call today insanity. Insanity. That we ever find mishoosa kodaikas, the shet alayai, kodaikas, and the person just gets shikha. Comes insane from intoxication. It's called Ochel Gadag. Ochel Matzah, a person called a Shet Ochel Matzah. So the Gemara says he's not Yotze, because the Rashi said, because he's a Chosadei. He doesn't know what he's doing. So it means it's a form of insanity. The bird doesn't know. Maybe it means that some temporary insanity came of Shlomo HaMelech and he was wandering around and people say, who are you? He said, I'm Shlomo. And then when he sat on the throne, it was not Shlomo, it was somebody else. He was possessed by somebody else. So they thought it's Shlomo. He did things which has great reason. You find right after his death, people complained they have too much taxes, too much taxation. Complained. This was the richest time. Everybody was rich and wealthy. And he says that gold was like silver and silver was like stones and so forth. So what means rich? What means taxation? So they have to work for Shlomo. What it says, 1 month work and 3 months of vacation and so on. Seems to be that at the end of his life he was very, very oppressive. He oppressed people. So they came to the Chavim, and they then said, the first thing is you have to take these oppressions off your life. All this may have happened in the last 2 years of his life. It's just in the shortest life. In that time, he was not the same person. He was not the same person. Now, at Novi, who's the Shoma, has already communicated with Rabbani Shlomo, he's on the highest Madrege. If he falls from his Madrege, his mind is suffering. So this could be meaning, could be we do not know. However, still he is responsible. Because he made one step. First of all, he did all these things. The Torah gave reasons for the Yav Noshim, the Yav Yisusim, and he thought that means Yarbe Yena, another king. not that that's referring to me, because me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has given superior chokhmah, superior riches, superior all the things. So it doesn't apply to me, a mitzvah, an ordinary person, when he becomes a king. He certainly would think that his children should be mekayim the mitzvah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the chokhmah, a matter, niter, no, it's a loch, that's all given to you. So him, la yosef levova, because my heart is different from any other. Which was wrong, because you have no right to make this pesach. Once it says in the Torah, it applies to the chochm lechol odom, as it applies to the dumbest person. That's one thing. That's the idea of the yud. The yud says la yab is la yab. Second thing, in his chochma, he was trying to persuade people to become taras kanfa shchina, which his idea was that he takes all these foreign women, eventually the whole world will follow. Because they will follow, he wanted to unite the whole world, taras kanfa shchina. He started with the women. So, and this was secondly off. And thirdly, that in his dealing with the he also investigated why they would have this particular Avodah Zorah, which again was, all this was Kelo Kedovit Ovid. His whole, Shlomo Miller's whole mind was nothing but Avodah Hashem. All this, but he deviated. It was not like Tobit. It was flameless. It was completely without Kodesh Baruch Hu. He deviated. And now we have to think here, so I'll get over to you. Find that David HaMelech also did Averas. You find David HaMelech. Well, it means like David HaMelech was at the end. And look at David HaMelech at the end, after David HaMelech had done Teshuvah, and for all what the small things which he had done. So then, Shlomo HaMelech should have been like David was at the end, David over. Vayomer Hashem li Shlomo. So Hashem talked to Shlomo, but in this case, it was a novi that came to him, and here comes a new novi, Achiyah Hashiloni. Shilo, there was a novi. You don't know, his father was not a novi, otherwise his father's name would be mentioned. So he's a new novi, Achiyah Hashiloni. He said, Shilo Achiyah Hashiloni came to Shlomo, Yan Ashahoy so Zos Imo. What means Zos? And this was with you. So the Malbim says it means the Avodah Zorah, pointing at the Avodah Zorah, which you could see plainly on Haraz Ezer, pointing, this was, Imoch means with you, that means you're responsible. It was in your shoes, that's you're responsible. That's one way of explaining. Of course, Rashi says, that means you knew that you were over. You knew, you only thought it's they do it to Shem Shemaim, but you knew there's a din, you shouldn't do it. Now, you haven't therefore started like this. You haven't kept my bris and my chukim. That means the Dine HaMelech. It all starts from a small Averigaveres Avera. It started from not the Yud Shebiyav, over on the Yud Shebiyav. It started that you had a special mitzvah, Kukosa, as a Tzivisi Olecha. My bris, which I made with you, was based on the Kukosa, as a Tzivisi Olecha. Because you've done that, Kurawa Ekra is Hamamlocho Meolech. I shall tear the Mamlocho, that means the actual rulership from you, from the Satio La Avudecho, and give it to your Eved. That means you Eved, you have an Eved. Yerobim, it was his Eved, he signed that letter. It was a man of your Avud. That means Abdi HaMelech is a high position, but he was considered Eved HaMelech. Now, Mamlocho is the actual power of the rule. Melucho means that Shlomo is still a Melech, he always remains a Melech. But at the Ekras HaMamlocho, the power to rule, Melecho and Satin Ravdel. Ach b'yomecho lo yesenu. I shall not do it during your lifetime. Man dovid avicho, because of your father too. Miyad bincho ekre, but from the hand of your son, I shall tear. Now, it seems to be There's a question with Hamesim Layat, Layidim Umo, whether the Hamesim after their lifetime know what goes on, or what the nut doesn't go on. Some say the Hamesim know everything, have to see it to Mahok Sligamo, whether some say the Hamesim Layidim Umo, they don't know anything. But if somebody's punished, when somebody's punished, and the punishment is given to the children, and then he, after death, knows what happens. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a punishment. You have that by Eli HaKoin, Ribato Tzamor. It says, I take away the kahuna from your children, and it takes many generations. And you will see it. In other words, that after his death, if he's punished, you see it. For instance, Avraham Avinu died 5 years earlier because he shouldn't see what Esav is doing. So it means Avraham Avinu after his death didn't know about it. He called him to say, Vatelmo, he died happily. He never knew about Esav, how Esav misbehaved and when he turned into such a rush. So for that he died 5 years earlier. So we don't know. On the other hand, Eli HaKoyen says he should know, and he also knew. You see the punishment after his death. Miyad Binchai Kren, Rak Eskol HaMamlocho LaEkra. I will not tear the whole Mamlocho. Shevet Echot Eten Limnech. I'll give to your son one Shevet. That means there's a Shevet Yehuda, which belongs to him anyhow. He is a Shevet. And in addition to it, he gets another Shevet. That's not going to be young. A man, David Avdi, that is David Avdi, a man Yerushalayim HaShebachah. For the sake of my servant David, he will retain the rulership over Yehuda. And for the sake of Yerushalayim, he will, Ashebachad, which have chosen, and he will take the rulership over Binyamin, because part of Yerushalayim, means the Beis HaMikdash, belong to Binyamin. So for these two reasons. That was the message. We don't hear what Shlomo said. David HaMelech came and over to David. He said, "Layom David Chotosi, Chotosi, and so forth." What did Shlomo HaMelech say? And maybe he said he made the safe of El Kahelis. He said, "Yisi Melech Yerushalayim." I was a Melech Yerushalayim. I was. It doesn't say anymore Melech HaKol HaOlam. All of a sudden, the world stopped to have any respect for him. And so forth. But the whole thing changed. He was the world that trembled before him. Vayokom Hashem Sotan Shlomo. Here we see the meaning of Sotan. It means an antagonist. An antagonist. Somebody makes him trouble. An opponent. Hashem raised an opponent against Shlomo. It was Hadat es Hadat v'Adom. Hadat of Edom. Yizera HaMelech hu be'Edom, who was a descendant of the king of Edom. Now, we're telling the story, what is the story? So we have like in parentheses. Who is he? Who is Hadat? All of a sudden. Now, first of all, we heard that all the nations brought tributes from far away and so forth. All this changed immediately. Changed immediately. Shlomo was only a melech in the Shemaim. And that was, we don't know how long it was, the last year of his life, the last 2 years, whatever. Zoken Shlomo, and he didn't become old. So could be after he's 50, and he died at 52. So there was, all of a sudden, there was a troublemaker. And like say PLO, I mean, they started to attack him, or to menace him, and to threaten that they would make Edom to rebel against Shlomo HaMelech. There came Sotan, an antagonist in the form of Hadad Edom. Now who is he? What happened? Now we go back a long time. Vayi b'yos David es Edom. When David was fighting with Edom. Or when David was already had conquered Edom. Balos Yoav Sar HaTzovi. It was at the time when Yoav, who was general, went up the Kaber es Hachalol. To what he said, you go up to Edom. Up to Yerushalayim, because Edom is in the mountain, Har Seir. So he had to go up. And he went up there, the Kaber es Hachalol, you to bury all the slain ones. This was the Minhag Yisrael, that when they do the enemies, they bury the enemies. No other nations ever did that. Or the Dome and the Adome, they just let them lie there, and eventually disintegrate and become like dung, like fertilizer. And such a Yoav, so went to the Kaaba's Chalon, Vayach Kol Zocho Be'edom, then he hit or killed all the males in Edom. Now look says Rashi, Shekovu laharugim shel Edom. They buried the slain ones of Edom. It says in Shlomo Shmuel Beis, it says Vayas David shame. David made himself a name. Shuvah mehakos is Edom, when he returned from slaying Edom. Shehoya hakol mekaltenos. Shame, he made a name for himself. Everybody used to praise him. Ish chosid shekoves harugim. What a ish chosid is he? He buries those whom he has killed. There were his opponents, there were his enemies. They didn't deserve to be buried. But he buries them, he's the ish chosid. V'cheinu omer b'lechemes gog u'mogal. B'lechemes gog u'mogal, it says, v'kovru kol am u'oretz, v'hoi lehem l'shem. Same idea. The people in the land will bury all the slain ones of Gog and Magog, and that will give them a name. The name that Jews buried in dead bodies are, let's say, human beings created the tzemen. And it was created the tzemen of the king, and that could bury the mortal remains of them. What means Vayachkol Zoho Be'edom? He killed all the male ones in Edom. Kisheshes Kadoshim Yoshev Shom Yoav. Yoshev, Yoav was sitting, dwelling in Edom 6 months. He, v'chol Yisrael, and all of Yisrael, that means all of Yisrael that were with Yoav, ad yichis kol zocho be'edom, till they wiped out all the zocho in Edom. Why would they do that? Why did it take them 6 months? So, what it means here, Edom and Amalek are very closely related. Now, the Torah tells us the whole story of Edom at the end of Vayishlach. Aluf Edom, Aluf this. So the Ramban explains the reason is we have to know all the genealogy of Edom. Everybody, every family, because we're not going to destroy Edom. In fact, it says in the society, Adomi, Kirichu, Koma, Chicha, Israel, but Amalek, the Amalekim are mingled in Edom. They're related. They used to, they had a certain town, yeah, Amalek, but later on they mingled with Edom. So Yov, it took them 6 months, the whole Israel. They traced everybody back, where you come from, with your father, your grandfather, and so forth. When they found that he's from Amalek, they killed him. They killed him. So it took him 6 months to do that. Kol Zocho means Kol Zocho shel Amalek be'ed. The question is only, why did he kill only the Zocho? It says, Tim Kazech Amalek means everybody. If he's from Amalek, what's the difference whether he's Zocho or not? So we here have a, the Gemara tells us from a Basra. When he came back to David, Omalei, David said to him, "My tamer avada tehocha. Why did you do that? You killed only the zocha be'edom. You should have killed the females as well." Omalei, shde timche zocha amolek. Shde timche zocha amolek. Omalei, vohanan zecha kerine. We read zecha. Omalei, he says, "I know zocha kerine. I read it zocha." Also, Shaila le Rabbi. So it says, that's what my Rebbe taught me, is Timcha Zocha Amalek. So, also Shaila le Rabbi, he went to Esther the Rebbe, Omale Heich Akrisen, how did you teach him to read? Omale Zocha. Shokel Safsira le Mikrim. So David took out the sword in order to kill him. Omale Amai, why do you want to kill him? Omale Smishum Dersiv. Because David HaMelech said to him, it says, "Suppose we near me, I mean, the Gemara quotes that only in order to say what was behind the governor's mind. It says, Ora Osei Melechas Hashem Remio, cursed is he who does the work of Hashem Remio deceitfully. You are a Rebbe, teach your children, and you didn't prepare yourself properly, you didn't learn it properly. If you taught your children something wrong, then that means you're teaching children is Melechas Hashem. If you do it Remio deceitfully, the father says, thought that you're a Rebbe, he pays you for it, and pays you for it. You betrayed the father, you taught your son something wrong, his son something wrong, so he should be cursed. Omele Shaskela Hayi Gabra, the Lekim Bohore says, why do you have to kill me? Let me just, enough with that, I'm cursed. Ebo, Omele Noxif, the person continues. Ora Manea Chaba Midom. Cursed is he who holds his sword back from spilling dumb. That means if you have to kill a criminal, you have to kill him, and you have to kill him, or Manea Chaba Midom. And if you don't kill the criminal, then he also cursed. So there's a machlokes. He can amr katra, he can amr lakatra. Some say he actually killed him, or he only...